This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. January 1st, the new Dallas carryout bag fee went into effect. Customers at Dallas stores are charged a nickel for every single-use plastic or paper bag they take home. The goal is to be greener and cut down on plastic bag litter. Dallas City Council member Dwayne Carraway was the chief cheerleader for the bag fee. The Dallas City Council passed it in March.
Now, this ordinance was approved to protect our environment by reducing negative impact of single-use carryout bags.
Carraway says the city spends more than $4 million a year to pick up litter, a lot of it plastic bags blown along city streets like urban tumbleweeds. The fee also applies to paper bags unless they are heavier weight and have handles, think Whole Foods. That sturdy kind of paper bag is the way Steve Levine chose to go, forsaking plastic altogether at his three Midway auto supply stores in Oak Cliff. But he says the new paper bag is costing him.
The cost is 15 cents per bag. We're paying currently about 1.3 cents per bag. He ordered several hundred dollars worth of bags. We don't spend $100 bags in a year currently.
Levine says it's a fine of $500 a day for any retailer not complying with the bag ordinance. He says part of the new expense is a requirement that the retailer's name and the thickness of the bag be printed on each carryout bag. No thin generic ones that have thank you printed on them. Exempt are laundry and dry cleaning bags, trash yard and pet waste, smaller bags for produce, and recyclable paper bags for restaurant takeout. The fee also applies to nonprofits such as the Salvation Army thrift stores and the small single Soupmobile thrift store on Maple Avenue. David Timothy, the Soupmobile man known for his work with the homeless community, says his clients can't afford a nickel a bag.
If you go shopping at Sam's, you carry everything in your cart and then you just throw it in your car. And Sam's does leave out boxes that you can use for free. And the Soupmobile thrift store, we've got all kinds of boxes, so we'll do the same thing.
The Salvation Army's Pat Patey says they just bought a load of 50,000 plastic bags and plan to charge the nickel. He says that could change down the road. Kroger says it's printing bags specifically for its stores in Dallas, an added expense, and there is an additional step at a checkout. The clerk must count the bags, enter the number into a store database, and the fee amount must show up on the receipt. Outside a Kroger near downtown, Tara O'Connor says she doesn't mind the new fee.
I think it's totally reasonable to charge 5 cents. I think we need to stop doing this, me included.
She was loading about a dozen plastic bags of groceries into her car. Shopper Christy Wilson takes the other side.
I think it's ridiculous. See, I actually live in Fort Worth and I shop here at lunch. It'll prevent me from shopping in Dallas.
Councilmember Carraway has a message for shoppers who don't want to pay a nickel a bag.
You can easily avoid this fee by simply bringing your own bag from home.
And that includes an old plastic or paper bag you used to get for free. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.